Tonight we celebrate Piper's first birthday. Come on, hey, you see little Piper? Amen, hallelujah. We celebrate here tonight. God's going to give her a word tonight. The word over her tonight. Feel God right there, amen? Her first prophetic word, but they're going to celebrate downstairs, amen? So you can have some cake if you're still eating. I just wanted to share with you tonight, just real quick, about this fast. I really believe it's God's season, amen. If I want you to know that whenever you begin to mess with your flesh, you begin to stop doing something that you've made a habit, or something that has power over your life, it might not be a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying there's things that sometimes we don't even realize, but when you stop, you realize, oh, wow, that thing had something on me. I want you to know that even there's little things, even putting a watch before your mouth. I'm going to watch what I say about myself and about others. I'm going to watch for 21 days. I'm going to say better things. Amen. Come on. Tell your neighbor, I'll say better things. I'm going to say better things about you, Jamie. All right. Listen, do you know what the angels said one to another? Holy. What did the other angels say? Holy. 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 Come on, somebody. Holy, holy, holy. They began to declare one to another in the power of God, the presence of God. There was something that came in the midst. You know, your worship does that. Creates an atmosphere. You elevate God above your problems. Come on, you know there's something powerful, strategic that we have. The atmosphere. When they begin to play and they begin to set the tone, the stringed instruments, it's ordained of God. Sound of the keys as he plays. The cymbals. Give me some cymbals. Yeah. Come on. Give me a beat. Yeah, you hear that? I want you to know that, listen, it creates atmosphere. This is your God. Listen, don't get all religious on me. I want you to know that, listen, a song comes on the radio. You remember where you were, what you were doing. Did not ever happen to you. Melodies and songs do more for you in your mind than anything else. It paints a picture. You can remember. I remember my dad saying, oh, honey, do you remember when we were walking and we heard this song? How long ago was that, Dad? 60 years ago. But he can't remember. His favorite, where there was something goofy, you know, things, you know, funny things. But he'll remember that. It's strategic. God has something, a melody that you sing as a song, a declaration that we declare that something happens, creates that atmosphere. Do you know, listen, I want you to know, and I'll show you the scripture to it. I'll give it to you if you want it. But it begins to declare, even in Job, the oldest book of the Bible, and it began to declare, they asked him, he said, Job, were you there? Were you there when I did this, when I created this? He says, I mean, literally standing there. No, I wasn't. When I spoke and the heavens were created, and the earth and all these stars and all that was there. He says, when I did that, he says, the only ones who were there were the sons of God. He was declaring over angels that there was angels there. You know what the angel was there for? To create glory. To say, holy, holy, holy. And in the midst of glory, in the midst of glory, in the midst of his presence, hallelujah, the power of God created everything you see. That's what worship does. Come on. He created those angels that they would worship God and they would sing and declare. And in the midst of that, God moved. Woo! God moved in the midst of that. What can God do in you if you just let him? I want you to know that there's some songs that you've done in the world. There's some songs that I'll hear on a job site and I'll be like, and those are things of the world. How much greater when you've got a sound that's dedicated to glorify God, to glorify His name, to lift Him up. What does it do to you? What does it do? It quickens you. Ooh, something happens inside you. That melody, that song. I want you to know that God's orchestrated something. I'm almost done. He orchestrated something in the Word. He said, listen, I want you to begin to play. And what they did was, listen, before movies came out, God created atmosphere to move people. Because you're made with emotions and feelings. Not ruled by them. Because you might not feel something doesn't mean that God's not here. No, we have to have something greater. We're ruled by the Spirit. But listen, He created atmosphere. He said, get the sounds, and they began to. And whenever there was, when they read the Scriptures, they spoke the Scriptures. And when they spoke the Scriptures, they gave the things that would sound like it with the Scriptures. The sound of running water. The sound of roaring thunder. Declaring it. And you're creating an atmosphere. People were moved by God in the midst of God's presence. Come on, amen? That's how powerful worship is. Don't take it lightly. Just get in God's presence. While you are the 21 days, know God. Get in His presence greater than before. Get along with God. Take those times that you set aside for God and say, God, I need You. Come on. I want you to know that this is going to create a hunger in this house. Hallelujah. That's going to overflow. My wife had a word. She says that this is not just for this house. Come on. It's for your house and for your neighbor's house and for those that are out there in Newcastle that are running wild, that are lost, that are hurting. It is for those ones. Come on. Amen. You're hungry for that. I'm hungry for that. I'm tired of just watching things on the news and saying, oh, that's so bad. Oh, horrible Newcastle. No, enough's enough. I'm crying out to God. He is the one. If it can change, it could be God. With God, all things. Some things are possible. Everything but Newcastle. With God, all things are possible. Amen. You agree with that? In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, praise the Lord. Thank you. I can have them do that because they just keep going. But
my fingers will fall off. But
your fingers will fall off.
Yeah.
My feet will too. That's why I'm taking my shoes off. Is that all right? You have a problem with that? They don't. Come on, man. Don't make fun of me. Amen. Listen. So when I was in prayer. Dangerous to go in prayer because when I was in there, I just something changed in my heart. Two people said exact scriptures. One says if you I can't remember who said it. One says to set yourself, stand and see the salvation of God. That was my wife, I believe. And then you said something. I don't remember. But what it was I felt like I needed to say what was in my heart about this. Amen? So let's look at real quick. Let's look at Isaiah 58. And I just want to start with this. Isaiah 58. And it says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness and to undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free and that ye break every yoke. Is not to deal the bread to the hungry and to those that are poor and to cast out to thy house when thou seest thy naked. And thou coverest him, and thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Then shall the light break forth as the morning. Come on. And thine health, and thy spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear reward. That means that He will gather you up. He will lift you up. I want you to see this and understand that this scripture is the one that we keep before us to understand why we do what we're doing, here this 21 days. That we're setting our hearts to saying unto God that, Lord, I desire You, God. I desire You more. That there's a hunger within me for something more. Amen? And if there's not a hunger for God, that this will stir hunger within you. Because sometimes there's things that get on us. Sometimes there's things that try to hold us down. And the Word of God said last week, I spoke this word. I said that the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen? And I shall not want. I want you to see and understand that this is the prayer that He declared to us to pray. The Lord is my shepherd. And it begins with the first two words. And they say what? What are the first two words of that prayer? Say it again. What Lord? Not just any Lord. The Lord. So what is He declaring here? He's saying this, that sometimes I want you to know that He's reminding us that, listen, we have made lords in our lives, masters, things that we serve. Some things that we've not intentionally set before God and not deliberately a deliberate act of rebellion against God by any means. Have we done things like that? But I want you to know that there's some things that we have made lords, things that we have set before God that we have not placed before Him. And He's declaring, listen, I want you to know that, and I want you to know that there's a sense that we understand that we are in want sometimes, that there's sometimes there's emptiness. And I want you to know the only way that that lines up right is when He becomes the Lord of my life. When He becomes the Lord, when I begin to put Him, and I want you to know that sometimes we have to set our hearts right. Sometimes we got to turn the clock back, amen? Sometimes we got to turn things around and say, but God, right now, Lord, I desire You more. God, Lord, maybe I have done some things. Come on. I want you to know that those things happen. I'm here to help you. There's things that sometimes happen in our lives where that we get frustrated with things and we lose the fire. Sometimes there's things that people do to you that try to steal that fire that's within you for God. Come on, there's been in times in churches where that there's some people that are on fire, and because of that, they blow out your fire. Because sometimes they're focused on the wrong things, the negative things, and you focus on it long enough, and it'll bring you down. We need to sing the songs, don't bring me down. No. Someone that doesn't go here would be really religious when I used to do that. Sometimes I get really offended by that. Sorry. Don't bring me down. Listen, I want you to understand that, but there's sometimes that we let things sometimes interfere. We have to be diligent. The Word of God says you need to be diligent. You need to see. You need to watch. You need not to give the enemy any place. But we got to stand strong and know who we are. Don't let anything steal from you. This relationship, this intimacy that you have with Him, this fire, this excitement that you receive, that you believe. And what we do is we keep believing. We keep receiving. We keep standing on that Word of God and knowing who He is and what He's done for us. We're not ruled by circumstances or situations. Amen? Are we? We're not ruled by those things. Those things don't overcome me. Come on. But we overcome them. We are the church. We are the children of God. We are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? If my God is for me, who could be against me? What shall draw near to me if I abide in the shadow of the Almighty God? Shall pestilence... Come on, shall fire, shall fear, and to those that can't come near me when I'm in the shadow of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Whew. Thank you, sir. Listen. So we got to understand something, but I want you to just give this to you real quick. That there's a fast that loose things. There's four things that it does. It loose bands. It undoes things. It let goes of things. Let go. Let me say it the right way. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What does it do? It undoes. That's what it is, actually. It's undo. Undo. It undo. It undo. Tell your neighbor it undo. Undo. It undo what you do. What you've done to mess it up, it undo. How many of you know, how many of you guys need God to undo some things? How many of you need God to undo some things? Amen. I remember there's many times in my life where I've made a mess of things. I stood before God and said, oh, here I am again, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, God. Can you forgive me? Of what? Well, you remember... Oh, no, you don't. I don't remember that. You keep remembering it. You keep doing it. And I've undone it. Amen. He says, so listen. So he said this. He says, but he says, it's in the loose bands and to break heavy burdens and the oppressed to go free and to break every yoke, to break, undo, to release. Listen, this is what these things do. This is what this does when we set our hearts after God. Draw near to me and I will draw nigh to you. I want you to know that there's times in life, I want you to know that God has drawn near to us, done everything He could. Now He's saying, come up higher. Come up higher. I want you to know me with fire in your belly. I want you to talk about me like you do your sports teams. And I watched the video of Michael Jackson, and I loved him. He was amazing, talented. But I watched 60, 50,000 people sitting out there. I watched their faces, tears, every word that they said. They worshiped. They were falling over with passion that burned in them. Passing out, they were dragging people out because they were under this worshipful spirit that they were giving to Him. Listen, I want you to know this. I'm not bashing anything like that, but what I'm saying is, look at this. Look. But He's the Most High God. He's the Lord. He's the Lord. No one can sit and touch my heart like He does. No one can reach in the mist when I'm weary and speak and blow life into my heart. Nobody can touch me like Jesus. No one can fill my heart. No one can touch me like nobody can do what Jesus has done for me. Nobody can give me strength when I'm weary, when I'm weak, when I'm in places where that I'm upset or I'm broken. And nothing can explain it. When I can't explain it to anybody else and they don't know that there's a peace, hallelujah, in the midst of situations. Come on, do you need that? I want you to know that in the midst of situations and turmoil and things that are going bad to the left of me and to the right of me, but yet there's something greater that I know that I stand upon a rock, hallelujah, and His name is Jesus, hallelujah. He can't be shaken, hallelujah. As long as I'm on that rock, as long as I'm touching the rock, Christ Jesus, as long as I'm reaching for Him, I can't be shaken. Doesn't matter what comes, doesn't mean nothing's going to go wrong, but it means when it does go wrong, I'm still standing. Got another song, but I'm not doing it. Alright, I'm still standing. Listen, we're going to have a best, what do you call that when you got a movie? What's that? No, soundtrack to it. This is. Stop it. Listen. But he said this, and he says, and then he talked here, and he said, is it not to deal bread to the hungry? And what he's beginning to deal in this next verse is he begins to deal with yourself. Because we become so focused, self-centered, self-motivated, self-vision upon everything around us. About my home, about my job, about everything that I have. About my pain, about my hunger, and about all these different things. And what it does is it realigns us. Begins to focus. He says that all of a sudden when you begin to fast and you put this, all of a sudden it begins to change your view. You begin to have a higher dimension, something greater. You begin to see the needs of those that are around you. That, listen to me, because of the selfish desires that we have, because we've made other things Lord, that we lose focus on what His intentions are for other people. We understand that there's something powerful when we begin to get His heart and His will. There's something that's released out of us that we need, and it's called life. It's called power. And as it's released, because guess what? When I begin to see somebody else's hurt and brokenness, and I begin to cover them, and I begin to help them, I begin to strengthen them, that all of a sudden I'm not wasting everything on just me. But I'm giving something. Something begins to pour out of me. There was a woman that she went to the well when she was looking for water. By the time she left, she had something that she'd been looking for, and she began to give it out. And listen, I want you to know that months later, weeks later, Jesus came back to that place. And when He came back there, there was a revival. You know why? Because that woman had a report and a story about a guy named Jesus, hallelujah, that touched her and changed her life. Amen? Hide not thyself from thy own flesh. He says, from thy own ones that are around you, that are hurting, that are broken. I want you to know that, listen, this is why generations have lost their understanding of God. Because the people have got focused. They think they're doing everything right for their kids and everything. We do. I buy them this and that. But we have to give them something that's eternal. It's eternal. That if they lose everything, that stuff that they lost isn't life. That life is something they have within them, and it's called Christ. You believe it? That we have that. So, listen, let's go to 2 Chronicles, where God told me to go. And I've just been delaying. Here we go. You ready? Okay, this is in 2 Chronicles 20. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's do it. Yeah, thank you, Piper. Yeah. I mean it with all my heart that I say to myself, I'm really going to be calm. I do everything within me not to get excited sometimes. I can't. Let it flow. Just throw it out there. Amen. All right. Listen. And it says, and it came to pass that also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Listen. I want you to see the familiar thing that's taking place right here. And we can come to terms with this and understand that there's sometimes some things that try to get your attention away from God. And there's some things that we got to understand that we've let those things come in. We've let them have place in our lives. And they shouldn't be there. Come on, amen? They shouldn't be there. So he says that he began to tell, and he says, Ammon, he says, the Ammonites, and they came against. Next verse. And it says, and then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against you from beyond the sea of the side of Syria. And behold, they in Hazazon-Tamar, which is in Gedi, is the Dead Sea. Listen, I want you to get something. There's something here that he says, there's something coming against you. Jehoshaphat was trying to serve the Lord. Try to do the right thing. Come on, amen. Have you ever been there? God, I'm just trying to do the right thing. Well, I'm just trying. I'm here to tell you tonight, don't do the wrong thing. Because if you think you're in a mess now, just try to do the wrong thing. But keep doing the right thing. And guess what you do? When you sow what you sow, you will reap. Sometimes what we do is we try to do the right thing, sow some right things for a little while. And we try to see those results come right away. But guess what? He says to wait. Because God's doing something. Maybe, I just thought about this today. As I thought about seeds, if you get too early planting in Pennsylvania, in 2018, you're going to get messed up. Because this shouldn't be. There's some things that have come against us in Western Pennsylvania. And it's called the weather. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. You know, we got the authority to speak over that weather. Listen, I want you to know, but listen, sometimes there are seeds that are planted. That, listen, if they're planted and if they come up too soon, they might die. I want you to know that maybe God is just waiting for this thing to break forth out of the ground, out of a soil that's ready for something to break out, for when it's ready to break out. And it's God's timing. And I trust God. Say, God, that whenever it breaks out of the ground, I'll be ready. I'll be standing there. I'm not going to lose it. Because if you're not there, someone will be standing right there to receive what you've sown, what you've planted in the ground, and they'll get what you sowed. That word that you stood on and believed in, I'm believing this word. And then all of a sudden, the last second, you said, oh, I can't take it no more. Here comes the next person. Thank you, Jesus. But I want you to see that. So listen, there was a lot of things coming against them. These things, and you ever feel that way, that there's some things that come against you. And there's things that come against you. Come on, help me tonight. There's things, I feel this right now. I want you to know that there's things you feel that have come against you. I want you to know that we got to stand at this moment. And here's what happened. Next verse. And it says, it happened to every one of us. What's the first thing that happened? He feared. When things come against us, from the left, from the right, you feel like you're getting knocked out. I'm just trying to do the right thing. David, he was doing what God told him to do. He left for a little bit. When he came back, everything that he owned, his wives, his children, his tent, his jewelry, all those good things were gone. And he stood before God and says, are you kidding? Ah, little did he know. Listen, what those things were against us, God will use for us. If we trust in Him. Listen to this. Are you ready for a blessing? But here's what happens. We begin to focus on what's against us. We focus on what's against us. Do you know that? That's what happens. If I walk over to you, and if I slap you in the mouth, she'll slap me back. I'm faster than you, I think. But listen, you slap, and all of a sudden you begin to focus on the hurt and the pain, the anger. You begin to focus on that thing, those things that come. How many of you know that, listen, do you know that there's one thing that gets on you, and when you begin to, how many of you have ever had pain? Physical pain. Come on. Y'all, can you focus on anything else? You do everything that you can to eliminate pain. And it's always not relenting. It keeps coming after you. But I want you to know that, listen, he's declaring something here. He's saying, Jehoshaphat, he says those things there. And Jehoshaphat knew this. He said, listen, I have no chance. I want you to know that you got to get to a place where you know that I am weak, but he's strong. You got to get to a place, and we got to know, because listen, I want you to know that God can't help you if you are in a place where you are humble and have a contrite heart to say, God, I can't do this anymore. He'll let you keep doing what you want to do. Because why? He wants to be the Lord of your life. So things will keep piling up, coming against us, but we got to focus. And all of a sudden, that's what he began to do. He began to focus, and he turned. He had fear at first, and those are okay, because those are emotions. But you got to get it in check, and this is what he did. What did he do? He says, and he set himself. He turned himself around. I can't do this. I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to be in this place. I'm going to get my heart after God. I'm going to turn my heart around. I'm not going to focus on this because this will overcome me. I want to hear, I want you to know this, hear this. There's things that come after us every day. And we got to know that we cannot focus on the things that are coming against us. Because, do you hear me tonight? Those things that are coming against you, you can't focus on those. But we got to get our eyes on one who's greater than who's coming against us. Amen. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Amen? So listen. And he says, and Jehoshaphat, he feared and he set himself to seek the Lord. He set himself. He says, I'm going to seek the Lord. The Bible says that we need to focus. Don't give any place to the devil. We have given the place to the devil. Whenever we begin to focus on all those things, we begin to say, hey, come on in. Here's a chair for you. You can have my chair. I want you to know, because those things will overwhelm us. When we make, when the Bible says, do not make place for the devil. Don't give him any room. What did we talk about 2 weeks ago? That I need to give Jesus place in my life. I need to make room for Jesus. I need to give him place in my heart, in my life. I need to give, we give place to everything else. He said, but I need to make a room. I need to prepare a place. I need my heart ready. Here, God, listen, have whatever you need. I want you to know that, guess what? When we say that, guess what? What we think he's not going to go look, he'll look. But it's not that he's trying to take something from you to hurt you, but know that he loves you, that he doesn't want anything that will rob life from you coming out of you. He will not let things that rob you, that are coming against you, stay. And that's when we give a heart to Him and say, God, here's this, God. And so sometimes the things that we think are hurting us, I want you to know, they are growing us. They're strengthening us. Whether we not, we trust in Him. We know that. So listen. Y'all gotta get it? What do we do when trouble comes? This is where our focus needs to be as a church, as a people. What do we do when trouble comes? I want you to stop right now. Sometimes there's things that we strategically got to say. Because trouble comes. The Bible says that we are in this world, that tribulation comes, that thing, persecution comes. But Jesus says this, but, hallelujah, I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. But I have overcome the world. I've overcome it. So if you're in me, you're going to overcome it too. But they're going to come. Troubles will come. They come. But he says, but what are you going to do when it comes? What shall I do? This is what we do. This is strategic that we do in the moments that happen in our lives. What do I do? And he says, what do we do when trouble comes our way? And he says, in Jehoshaphat, he says, he set himself to seek the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast. There's some things that you got to declare. There's some things that are too strong, too greater than you. There's some things that we can handle. There's some things that we know that we need to do. You know, listen, if you need breakthrough to come to church, probably not doing the right thing. If it's that hard to come to a service, don't look. Now, I'm not looking at anybody here. But listen, I want you to know that sometimes we make more excuses why we can't, but we need to begin to make excuses why I can. Amen? Come on, help me tonight. We need to make excuses. Man, I got to find an excuse to get to church. Woo! What can I do? I need to get there. Wow. Listen, I know they got cake tonight. I know I could dance out with a million in front. Come on, you make an excuse. To get the church, to get the house of God. That's how you face those things that come against you. That's how you face it. When you get in the midst with people that are grieved, that will lift you up, that will encourage you. Someone that's excited about Jesus, that will stir your heart, that will stir your faith. Amen? We need to get in that place. We stir one another. When you hear the praise singing, you don't just stand there and say, but you say, yeah. Come on, amen? I'm not Michael Jackson or nothing. But we're part of the line of the tribe of Judah that gives Him praise and glory. Amen? And if we worship Him, we declare His name, it will do something within you. Amen? All right. Listen. Are you all right? Listen, Isaiah. I want to just give you this scripture. This is what He did. He began to seek. Isaiah 40. You all know this scripture. You all could quote it with me. 31. Verse 31. This is hard to hear. 40 verse 31. Yeah, there it is. You ready? Listen to this. And it says, He giveth power to the faint and to them that have no might. To them that have no might. To them that have no might, that are in the place where they say, listen, I want you to understand this and know this. Before I was seeking after God, I had my own strength and my own, I did things on my own. I got this, God. I got this. I could do this in my own strength. I could do this in my own. Have you been there? You've done it. You've tried to do it your own strength. I'll find my own joy. I'll do it my way. I'll try to find my own peace when things come my way. I'll try to build myself and own my own habitation. I'll do my own thing. And those things happen. But he says, this is who God will pour out to. Those who. These ones. He says, and he gives power to the faint and them that have no might. And he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint. Even youth will faint. I want you to know that he's declaring something. He says, listen, they will faint. There's people that aren't sticking in his face, that are young or powerful, think they're mighty, but they will faint in their own strength and their own ability. And he says, young men shall utterly fall, but, say but. I love when God gets the but in there. Amen. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. Say it with me. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not grow weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. Listen, this is what you do when things come against us. When trouble comes, we need to wait upon the Lord. We need to turn our hearts to God. They that wait upon the Lord, you will recharge yourself. You will renew your heart. You will get the right heart after things. You begin to change things. You begin to see things. You will mount up with wings as eagles. The way that you see things will become higher than your problems. Come on, amen. It'll get above your problems. The Word of God says that my ways are higher than your ways. Our ways are, we fumble around, we try to find our way, but God's ways are higher. I can see everything. The clouds are gone. Listen, do you remember the story that I told you about when I went up in an airplane or a hot air balloon? And I got in this hot air balloon, and it was in Union. You remember how they used to have those? They still do, I don't know. But I got in this thing, and I got in it, and I'm not going to tell a full funny story, but I got in this thing. When I got up really high, he took me really high, and man, I thought I'd like to get high, and no. So he brought me down. I thought, I like seeing things higher. No, okay. So he dropped me down, and we're going over. By the time we got by, I thought we were 100 miles away from Newcastle. I'm like, how are they going to find us? How are they going to find me? How am I going to get it home? I'm a long ways from home, Toto. And he says, so here I am. I'm, and I looked, and I'm like looking around. I'm looking at everything down on the ground. I'm looking. I'm thinking, where are we? And he looked at me and looked like I was an idiot. He said, what? He says, I said, where is this town? He said, it's Newcastle. Newcastle? I've lived here all my life, and I could not distinguish anything. I couldn't tell where I was at. And I want you to know why. Because I know everything, every place, every distance, by the ground that I'm walking on. That's been my perspective since I was born. But I had a change of view when I went up a little higher. That things were hills and valleys that I knew where. I knew where Jefferson Street Hill was. Because I'd get on it or I'd be below it. I knew where I was just by the hill that's in front of me. But all of a sudden that hill was no more a hill. It was level ground. What was obstacles weren't obstacles no more. When I began to change the way I seen things, it began to change for me. I want you to know and understand that's what God wants us. God wants our views to change. And they that wait upon the Lord will change their views. Those that seek God, those that turn their hearts to Him, that when things come against you, that you turn your heart and say, I'm going to seek God. I'm going to seek God. I'm going to go before God. Lord, I'm not going to go without you. Moses said, he declared to the people, listen, God, if you're not going with us, I'm not going nowhere. That's it. Because I know the mess that I've got in without you. And I can't go without you. Yes, that's what I said. That's a good song. Is that the Nutcracker? Is that it? Yeah. It's okay. Sorry. Randy has to get that sign back up on the... Listen, the pastor's phone rings. Who's... Oh, that's yours? Okay, there we go. We're dropping it. We let it go. And it says, listen, so he began to declare fast because he knew that there's some things that are stronger and greater than you. There's some things. We know that we to go to church and do these things that we need to worship God. No one has to force you to worship God. You should know that, listen, worshiping God does something to me. It lifts me up higher above my situations. It begins to focus on God and not my problems. So I need to do those things. But he began to declare something here. He began to say that we need to fast. We need to break this thing that it doesn't come against us. And we are at that place right now as a church that we begin to declare. They say, you know what, it doesn't matter what any other church is doing, it's what we're doing. That we're hungry for God, and if there isn't a greater hunger, we got to seek. I want a greater hunger for you, God. I want more of God. I want a greater hunger. I want to be overwhelmed. I stood in that back room, and God began to speak. He says, I desire to overwhelm you. I said, what? He said, because sometimes there's things that overwhelm you. He says, but I, things that come against you might overwhelm you, son. I'm an overthinker. I'm an overthinker. I think too much. I analyze and think about everything, situation, anything that comes my way. I begin to think about it, think about it, think about it. And I have to break that. I break it off myself daily. It's a battle that I face that comes against me every single day that I face, that it doesn't overtake me. I say, not today, not today. I'm not going to let it. I'm not going to overthink these things, but I'm going to trust in you. Amen? I'm going to trust in you. So we have to be at that place with God that we trust Him. And no. And he says that he gathered himself up. That's what this verse says. And he proclaimed a fast in Judea. And he says, and gathered themselves together. They gathered themselves. You just need to gather yourself up. You need to gather yourself up. Amen? He says, and ask help of God. When you're at that place and things come against you, you just got to ask God. I want you to know that sometimes we've let things go before us too quick. The Bible says, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The fervent prayer. Don't stop. We talked about this Wednesday night. You need to come Wednesday nights if you can. But it says that sometimes it's like we have a paper in front of us and we hold it up and we begin to poke through it and we begin to see some good things that happens in our lives. But I want you to know that we're not supposed to just stay there. We're supposed to pray till we get breakthrough. We're supposed to stay till we break through. Till we get through to the other side. Till we see the results that we're praying for. Amen? Amen? That's what the Word of God says. Don't quit. Don't give up on that moment. And he says, listen to me. He says, even the cities of Judea, they came to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judea. Oh, I'm done. You alright? Okay, just give me a minute. And it says, in Jehoshaphat, in the congregation of Judea and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord before the new court. And he said, this is what he began to declare. And this is what worship's about. He began to worship God. He began to worship God. He got the microphone. He began to declare. And this is how you come against those things that come against you. Amen? If God be for you, who shall be against me? And here's what he began to declare. I want you to know that this is what we do. We begin to speak about our problems, talk about them, and talk about them. Until we're up to here in problems. Somebody in your family needs to stand up and say, we ain't talking about problems no more. I'm not going to let you do it. I told you, I told my church Wednesday night, that listen, we're going to put a watch on one another's voice or... As someone in this place, we're going to make accountable one another. If you begin to talk about what God created, you begin to badmouth yourself, Christian, I'm going to tell you, don't do that. You begin to speak negative about yourself. You begin to say, well, I don't know if I... You stop. You're greater. Come on, there's more in you than you know. You got to trust God. Well, I haven't been feeling all, but I want you to know that He's my healer. Come on, amen? Amen. It's not about faking it till I make it. It's about faith in it till I make it. Amen? I'm almost done. And it says, and the Lord said, our Father. He says, our Father. Jesus taught us to pray. What did He say? He said, our Father. You need to make it personal. You need to know that He is your Father. He's my Father. He's my Father. Amen? He says, my Father. He says, the God in heaven. You rule over all the kingdoms. You got to make sure you read this yourself. Amen? You rule all over the heavens. He says, in the kingdoms of the heathen. And in thy hand, is there not power and might? Do you not have power and might? He says, so that none is able to withstand thee. Art thou not our God who didst drive out the inhabitants of the land? He's beginning to sing a song. Amen? Something's stirring up within him. And he says, and I dwelt therein. Have you built the sanctuary therein? They named thee. He says, if when evil comes against us, he says, in judgment and pestilence and famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence and cry out unto thee in our affliction, then will you hear us? And he said, he began to declare, began to speak. He began to say that reward to us. Come, cast out these possessions, them that have come against us, and began to declare. He's speaking the word of God time and time again. Something stirring to him. That's what worship does. That's what the word of God does. When you hear that word, take it for yourself. That you have something, that when things come against you, you have a word for that moment. Amen? I'm done. Almost done. Listen. I want you to have this. Ready? And he says, this is powerful. And Judah stood before the Lord and with their little ones and their wives and their children. Where, who were they with? With their wives and with their children. They were in there with the whole family. Amen? You need to make an altar. We need to make an altar with the Lord in our houses. And if you're the only one that shows up, it's okay. Don't get mad at nobody else. We need to make an altar in our house. I'm going to meet to God. I want my daughter to see me praying. I want her to see that I'm dependent on God more than my own needs, more than my own power, more than my own might. I want to see her know that I seek the face of God relentlessly. I want her to know that I'm desperate for God. I want her to know the songs that I sing are songs unto God, that there's a joy within my heart for God. I want her to see where my answers come from, where the joy that's in me comes from. I want her not to wonder or think about it. Wonder if I try this thing. No, she doesn't have to look around, because she's going to know that her hope is in God. That's what God wants us to do. Put some altars around. We don't have to worry about our schools if we have an altar in our house, if our altar in our own home. Come on, and don't be negative. Well, I haven't done it. Start it right now. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Start it right now. Your kids might not even be in your house anymore. It's okay. You make an altar right there. Amen? My brother didn't live in the house, and my parents never stopped building an altar in a place. And guess what? He went as far as he could, but he came back home. Because God pulled him. Because my parents built an altar. Listen. So they built this place. And he says, and they began to sing, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon them. Woo! He says, and they hearkened unto the Judean inhabitants. And he says, but not afraid, dismayed, by reason. Listen, here it is. For the battle is not yours, but it's God's. This battle, tell your neighbor, it's not yours. You can make it yours. You can make it your battle, but you lose. Or we can say it's yours. This is bigger than me, God. Lord, it's yours. But God. Listen, so here it is, the ending. You shall not, he says, and tomorrow, he says, go up there. He says, and find them. I want you to know, he says, you shall not have need to fight. Listen, these are good words. Tell your neighbor these are good words. I'm done with this, listen. But this is powerful. We got to get this. You ready? Keep your eyes on me. I know they're good looking, but you shall not need to fight this battle. I'm tired of getting wore out fighting things. Come on, Cheryl. Amen. I'm tired of it. I'm ready to say, all right, I'm done. He says, you don't have to fight. He says, but set yourself. Tell your neighbor, set yourself. Stand. Stand still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. So set yourself. What are you setting yourself on? Jesus, the rock. Set yourself there. Find yourself a place in faith. Say, I'm not going to leave this. Man, not till I see it come to pass. Set yourself and stay there. What it means is, don't go to the left or the right. When things come against you, which we do, we scatter. We run with fear, but stand. And when you're standing there, you shall see the salvation of God. You will see the salvation of God over whatever that thing is. However long it takes, whatever happens, I trust you. Lord, I love you, God. I want you to know that, listen to me, that this time, these 21 days that I set for God, I want you to know that you're going to forget about those other things. And it's not like we're trying to get something from God. God, I did this. I did this for you. I want to see a result. No. I want you to know, if we're serious, we know that, God, it doesn't even matter. If whatever that was, and we forget what it was about, that I get closer with Him, that's all that matters. That I've learned to hear His voice. Some people say, I don't hear God. How much am I standing and seeing? Am I standing there, or when fear comes, that I know the voice of the enemy, but I need to know the voice of my God. I need to know His voice. And His voice is a still small voice, but He whispers that you've got to put your faith in. So I need to hear that. This is waiting on God. This is fasting. This is coming to a place of God. Lord, I want to break whatever those things are that I can hear you and you alone. Tired of hearing those things that are against me, but I want to hear what you have for me. Come to bless you. So here they are. Let me finish. And it says, and they rose up early in the morning. Listen, you ready? And he says, they hear me. And he says, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall profit. He says, believe the prophets. Believe the word that's spoken. Believe the word. The Bible says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Keep hearing the word of God. When things come against you, quote back to those things. No, hallelujah, you won't have a way. Begin to read the word back to them. The enemy, hallelujah, speak those words over them. Situations. Listen. And he says, you shall prosper. And when he had consulted the people, appointed singers and worship leaders, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord, listen, the Lord set an ambush. An ambush. When they began to worship, there rose an ambush. And it came against them where they were smitten. And they began to sing and they began to worship. They began to focus on what was not against them, but who was for them. And they began to worship God, standing on feet. They began to worship God. I want all the disciples that just came out of the class, that just finished, to come on up here. Are they all, everybody here? Are they all here? Come on, are they here? Who else do we have? Who else is there? Who else was in that class? Oh, Sherry's not here. Oh, Melissa. Melissa and Randy. Yeah. Hey, can you run down and get Melissa? Or I'll pray for her individually. Okay. All right. Come on. Listen, here's what I want you to know. Listen, we got a class that for disciples. Whoever wants to come, come. We're going to get in there. Whoever comes, I don't care who comes. Just come. Come, because we're setting something in your heart. Amen? You want a fire in your heart? I want a fire in my heart. I want excitement in my life. I want to know God like I've never known Him before. And God's revealing things. He's changing our hearts. And I want to speak to these ones right here, right now. I want to pray over them. And I want you to know, listen to me. Those things that come against you, you know that God is for you. He's for you. He's for you. He's for you. Say amen. Come on. Believe that and know that. And what are you going to do when it comes your way? You're going to stand on the Word. You're going to set yourself. You're not going to be moved. But you're going to believe the Word of God. You're going to worship Him. Lift up His name. And those things will fail. God will set an ambush against them.
God, in Jesus' name. We come and declare this in Jesus' name. Come on, amen.
Amen.